The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
If you're planning for the weekend and you're looking for suggestions on what to do if you're out and about, because Aideen Fitzmaurice, who is travel and food content creator, is with us. What have you got in the way of suggestions, Aideen?
I have some great stuff this week, Anton. So
good.
First up, let's talk about a date idea. So I've picked two kayaking lessons that you can do. The first is in Dublin, and I love this. You can actually go under the iconic bridges of Dublin via kayak. So you're going to get all the views of the Dublin city landscape. And then they do a concert under the bridges. So you'll obviously get like great acoustics down there, bit of history. They change up the musicians every week. And that is on every Sunday. It takes 2 hours. Tickets are €59 per person. And you can book online via citykayaking.com. If you're over the other side of the country in the west of Ireland, Emerald Outdoor.
Well, hang on, just before you go on, I'm just looking at Met Aaron's app as you talk. We're looking at, for Saturday, it says midday Saturday, about 17 degrees, partially sunny and only 10 kilometres an hour wind. Perfect.
Perfect kayaking weather. You can kayak it, especially if you're under the bridge, right? So even if there is a little spell of rain, you're under shelter. So that's all good.
I cut across it. You were heading west.
We're heading west to Kenmare with Emerald Outdoors. So these guys actually do nighttime kayaking lessons. And the reason that they do it at nighttime is that you can see the bioluminescence. I got that first go. It's a hard word to say, but you'll go through the bay and see, you know, seals, lots of flora and fauna, get stories about the mythical stuff that goes on around that area. And of course, you'll see the bioluminescence. So tickets for that are €75 per person. And you can book that on emeraldoutdoors.ie.
And perfect time to do it because it's still warm, but it's getting dark a little bit earlier. So you
exactly.
don't have to be out in the middle of the night. If you're not dating in a kayak, what do you recommend?
So this is a few suggestions for families. The first up is this weekend is the Waterford Harvest Festival. So this is obviously a great one for foodies and families. The Waterford streets and squares will be transformed into a lively hub with lots of activities and entertainment, showcasing the very best from local restaurants and producers. There'll be a harvest market, a variety of live music performances and engaging cooking demonstrations where you can discover the insights on food sustainability and also for kids, enjoy a charming petting zoo. So lots on. There's a mix between free events and ticketed events. So if you wanted to kind of see what's on and what would suit you and your family best, check out waterfordharvestfestival.ie.
Now, you have one that's sort of close to my heart because one of the colleagues in here who works with us on the weekend is Hugo da Silva Scott, who is, of course, Brazilian. It is his national day.
It is. It's Brazil Day on the 7th of September, and they're going to be celebrating this in the National Stadium in Dublin 8. We have such a strong Brazilian community in Dublin. I actually live with a Brazilian girl as well. So this is really going to bring the Brazilian music, dance, culture, food and fun to Dublin. It's now in its 12th year. So the whole room will be filled with music, dance, food, arts, crafts, anything you can imagine. There'll be a kids area as well. So it's a great one for families too. And they also have a market with lots of suppliers as well as food vendors, including Churros de Lulu, Happy Hour Foods and Bake It Happen. And tickets for this are only €6. They're available on Eventbrite. I think that will be a buzzing day.
My God, €6 for a ticket is very cheap, isn't it?
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
Other stuff then that you would recommend around the country?
Yeah, so this is for solo or kind of a friend's idea. First up is this weekend is the Cork Sounds from a Safe Harbour Festival. So this is a festival of music, art and conversation with a particular focus on new works, collaborations and shared experiences. There'll be musical acts performing during the festival, including Mick Flannery, Ronan O'Snodig, Bonnie Light and Horseman with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. There'll also be live performances, film screenings, storytelling events and food experience. So lots on. Again, each event is ticketed separately. So you will find all the details online. soundsfromasafeharbour.com. There's also a hill walking festival this weekend. If you're an outdoorsy type, hopefully you'll get the weather for it. So this is the wee Binion Hill Walking Festival in the Mourne Mountains in County Down. It's taking place this weekend with lots of different hikes available. A day ticket is £10. A 2 day ticket is £25. But you'll be led by trained and experienced leaders and follow in the footsteps of Hugh Cullen. So lots to do this weekend.
And nowhere better. I mean, the Mourns and the Coolies across the way are absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning.
If you get the weather,
stunning.
It couldn't be better.
Yeah.
Dublin Fringe is on as well, isn't it?
Dublin Fringe Festival launches this weekend. A great one. This will have a mix of comedy, dance, cabaret, live art, circus, spoken word and theatre shows. Ticket prices, again, they vary, but I've actually chosen two performances that I think would be really, really good to check out. So the first is Television, which is a cabaret performance by Sexy Tig. Have you ever heard of Sexy Tig?
I've not heard of Sexy Tig.
So he is like the Elton John of this generation. He's such a performer, absolutely incredible. Definitely want to check out his stage at Electric Picnic. He performed multiple times and every single time it was packed to the rafters, so he's absolutely amazing. And then also, if you're into films, Dream Gun are coming, so they're doing lots of renditions of all the popular films. They're doing a Harry Potter one, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and you basically sit down and they kind of read through the scripts and add their own jokes and everything, so that'll be a great one to check out.
And very briefly before you go, the staying in Dublin, the Howth Maritime Festival is on?
Yes, the Howth Maritime. So this is a free event if you want to check it out, and this is obviously a celebration of what Howth is for most people, which is a hub of seafood. So here you'll get free family activities, toe-tapping live music, lots of tastings and stalls and pop-up shops to check out as well.
Aideen, thank you very much. That is Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel and food content creator.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.